Today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Gimel. We are 21 lines from the top of daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, Udrusas HaZe'ev. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shmuel Ben Chaya Zelda. So we're moving along in Perikei Lutrefis, and believe it or not, we're holding at the last of the 18 Trefis that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And that is Udrusas HaZe'ev. So the Mishnah says that in the event that an animal is clawed by a wolf, that would render the animal that was clawed into a trefa. Rashi says that the reason Drusas HaZe'ev is a trefa is because when the Ze'ev does his thing, Matul Ba'eres, it puts some poison into the animal that it's clawing, the sarfa, and it causes the animal to burn. It causes it to have some sort of fatal wound to the level that it rises to trefa. It's a little bit of a discussion amongst the more contemporary halachists and academics what exactly the mitzias of this drusas hazev was. And really, there's a chakira. Was this poison that Rashi, really being Mefarish Divrei Chazal, referring to something that was innate and inherent to the animal, as if to say that the wolf and other animals, as we're going to see, that claw have some poison similar to a snake, and as a result, if there is some drisa, that can affect the life of the animal. Or it's not something inherent, but rather there's a concern that maybe there's a bacteria or there's some foreign object that somehow made its way underneath the claws of the animal, and there's a concern that the animal, when it goes and it does its thing, will somehow transmit that. In other words, we know that animals can carry different viruses and bacteria, rabies, for example, and other things as well. Today we know that they can be very, very dangerous. And it could be that's what this Drusas HaZev that Chazal were referring to. This is a discussion. This is way beyond the scope of what it is that we're doing today. Our focus is going to be the halachas of Chazal that are all halacha l'moshe misinai. We know trefas are halacha l'moshe misinai. And one of the trefas, in fact, the achrin, can't say chaviv, but the last trefa that the Mishnah mentions is what's referred to as the drusas hazev. Now, referring back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that a ze'ev, a wolf, his drisa would affect trefa. Rabbi Yehuda commented on the Mishnah, and he said, Drusas HaZev Bedaka, Udrusas HaRi Begasa, that a Ze'ev Taka has the ability to go and make an animal a trefa, but it's only if the animal that it attacked is a behemadaka. An Ari, a Laib, a lion that's much stronger, it's more powerful, that has the ability to make even a Gasa. Mishnah continued, this is all Rabbi Huda talking, and said, Drusas HaNetz. So a Netz is a type of bird, and this bird has the ability also to make a trefa. But it's only ba'ifadak. That's only if it's a smaller oif. Udrusas hagas, a gas, which is a different type of bird, ba'ifagas, that would be able to do its thing ba'ifagas. The bottom line is, you see that not all animals were created equally as it relates to the laws of drisa. In Rabbi Yehuda's world, there's a concept of a smaller animal and a larger animal, and the way Sishpil Tzachais, very logically, is that a smaller animal has the ability to make a trefa if it tramples a smaller animal, and a larger. What were the examples of the animals that Rabbi Yehuda gave? In the world of Behema, the Ze'ev is the smaller, the Ari, the lion, is the larger. In the world of Oifos, the Netz is the smaller, the Gas is the larger. Either way, the first part of today's daf is going to talk about what happens if a cat goes and claws another animal. Would it make it a trefa? Would it not make it a trefa? Now notice the Mishnah talked about the wolf. It talked about the lion. In the world of Oifis, it talked about the Netz and it talked about the Gas. Didn't say a word about cat. In fact, I think if you asked a man on the street who was learning Mishnayos and you told him, what's the halacha? Do you think if a cat claws, it would make a trefa or not? I think his first reaction would be, it sounds like a ze'ev and anything bigger than a ze'ev, right? Such as a lion. But a cat? Probably not. The Gemara's Muschorishin will be exactly that. Either way, a whole discussion now with regards to the Drusa of a Chassel, the Drusa of a Chassul, the Drusa of a cat. Zok the Halege Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Behema Menazeva Lomaila. When it comes to behemoths, what kind have the ability to make a treifa in the event that they're doires? So it's from the wolf and anything bigger than the wolf. Uba Eifes. What about as it relates to Eifes? Menanetz Lomaila. Anything that's innate or bigger than innate. So the Zev was the smallest of the behemoths that were mentioned. The Netz was the smallest of the Eifes that were mentioned. Says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it's bedikto, because anything smaller than the Zev, anything smaller than the Netz, doesn't have the ability to make an animal a treifa in the event that it's there. Says the Gemara Lemutei Mai. When Rav said Bevehema Menazev Lomaila, what was he coming to exclude? Ilema Lemutei Chassel. Was he coming to be Mamayit? The cat, Tonino. The Mishnah said, Udrusa Sazev. In other words, even though it sounds like Rav Yehuda Merav is being Mefarish the Mishnah, but the only time in Amir is Mefarish the Mishnah is if there's something to add, right? In the Chumash, we always talked about what's bothering Rashi. Kal v'chomer, what's bothering Rav. If Rav is coming and Rav is commenting on a Mishnah, then it's obvious that Rav sees some ambiguity and he feels the need and the necessity to come and to clarify for the Talmidim so that they'll understand. Especially Rav, who's a Shaskin, doesn't talk very much. So Rav walks into Beis Medrash and says, Bevehema, when it comes to a Benehema, Menazev Lamaila. Kipshuta, what he's coming to say is, as opposed to something that's smaller than the Zev. For example, and this is a notable example, as we'll see in the sugya. The cat. The cat is something that you would have had a havamina, bembenayshal havamina, maybe his derisa also has the ability to make a treif, kamash malon rav, that it's not going to be able to. But the problem is that's mefurish in the Mishnah. I don't need Rav the Shaskin to come and tell me this, that you should know the cat not. If it says udrisa sazev, then it's pretty obvious that the cannot. Says the one, maybe Rav is really saying a chiddush. You know what he's coming to say? The ze'ev, Begasa namidaris. Maybe when Rav said, Bevehema menazev lamaila, you know what he was teaching me? He was teaching me in a roundabout way that the wolf that is doiris has the ability to be doiris, even an animal that's bigger than it. Now remember, Rav Yehuda said first in the Mishnah, not that way. We'll get to that in the next line of Gemara. But for now, says the Gemara, maybe what Rav was coming to say was that the zev has the ability to be doiris, even something that's bigger. Shaychis to what Rav said. If the Zev has the ability to be doiris, even something that's bigger, then you can't be medayik from the fact that the Mishnah says with Drusa Sazev, Lumu'ute, that a cat can never be doiris. Because the Olam, I'll tell you, a cat could be doiris. Why did the Mishnah say Drusa Sazev, Lumu'ute, a cat? Because a cat can't be doiris. I mean, that's bigger than it. But maybe something that's the same size or something that's smaller than it, it would be able to be doiris. And when Rav therefore said, Bevehema Menazev Lamaila, even though he's maybe not coming to tell me the chiddush of Lemute Chasul, because I would have known that potentially anyways, but really what he's coming to teach me is Lemute Chasul, and not only Lemute Chasul, but he's also coming to teach me that the Ze'ev has the ability to be Dairus, even something that's bigger than it. But the Gemara says it can't be. That whole Havamina is not true, because Vatanan, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda said, Drusa Sasev Bedaka, Udrusa Sari, Begasa. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mefurish in the Mishnah, that the only time the Ze'ev has the ability to be Dairus is if it's Daka. It doesn't have the ability to be Dairus when it's Gasa. So I know Mefurish that the Ze'ev only could do Daka, which means if it's the Ze'ev and not the cat can never be doris. Not only can it be doris, something that's bigger than it, but it can be never doris at all. But the Gemara says, "V'chitei Rabbi Yehuda Miflag Balag." What kind of kasha is that? Rav is going in the shita of the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda and Ochinami. But the Gemara says it can't be because Amar Rabbi Yamin by Yefes, Amar Rabbi Lo, Lebar Rabbi Yehuda Lefarish Tevi Chachamim. We have a Messiah that Rabbi Yom Bayefes said, in the name of Rabbi Law, that Rabbi Yehuda was only coming to be Mefarish, and if Rabbi Yehuda was coming to be Mefarish, that means when the Mishnah says, Drusa Sazev, even the Chachamim, it means Davka Daka. And if that's the case, the Mutei Chassel means even a Daka. So what do I need Rav to tell me? The Mutei Chassel, I know it already from the fact that it says, Drusa Sazev, the Ein Loimar, that maybe Drusa Sazev means Gasa. So from the Mishnah alone, I only know the Mutei Chassel, Begasa, and therefore, I need Rav to tell me the Mute Chassel Lagamri, because I know that when Rabbi Yehuda made his comment, Rabbi Yehuda was being Mefarish the Chachamim. And if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda said Mefarish that the Zev could only be dairis the daka, but the Gemara says, I don't know what kind of kasha that is. Gavra agavra karomis. You're asking a kasha from something Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, in the name of Rabbi Law on Rav. Who said Rav agrees with that? Maybe Rav holds that Rabbi Yehuda was being chaylik with the Chacham. And there's a machloikis Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, whether the Zev could be dairis, even a gasa, something bigger than it, or it can't be dairis, the gasa. Being that the Chachamim hold that the Zev could be dairis, even the gasa, so I don't know that the chassel can't be dairis at all. Kamashmal and Rav, that's why I would need Rav to go ahead and tell me that it can't be dairis at all. So the bottom line is, the first teretz of the Gemara is, that why is it that Rav had to tell me the mutei chassel, isn't it mefurish in the Mishnah? Lemu'ute chassel? It is a little bit. It's mefurish in the Mishnah that the chassel's not like the Zev. But could be, what's mefurish is that whereas the Zev could be dairis even a gasa, the chassel can't be dairis the gasa. But maybe the chassel, at the very least, could be dairis the daka. That's why I needed Rav to come in to clarify the sugya, that you should know the cat is completely excluded. Don't think he's only excluded from being dairis the gasa, which makes sense in the world of the Chachamim. No, can't be dairis. Ibai is saying, the Gemara says another teretz. Lo'olam lemu'ute chassel. What does that mean? Lo'olam, when the Mishnah says, Rusas Hazev, it's coming to me, Mamayit, the chassel, that it can't be dairis at all. And because Rav agrees to where Binyam Yafes said, the name of Rabbi Yulot, Lebar Rabbi Yudel, Lefarish, Divi Chacham. And the Zev could only be dairis, the Daka. So when we Mamayit, the chassel, because we said Zev and not the chassel, it means it can't even be dairis, the Daka. What's the kasha? So if that's the case, it's Mufurish in the Mishnah. Wolves, yeah. Cats, nah. So what do I need Rav Yehuda to come? What do I need Rav now to tell me that the cat, not? Says the Gemara, very posh, the very simple text. I would have thought Urcha the Milsa Katani. I would have thought that the reason the Mishnah said wolf is not because it's the smallest animal that has the ability to go and be dairis. I would have thought that the reason we're picking the wolf is because usually wolves are dairis, as opposed to cats, not so much. Kamashmal and Rav, that don't think that the reason we pick the wolf is because that's usually what does it. Kamash Malon, that's not the case. By the way, a good sushtel to this, I think, would be the whole beginning above a kamma that talks about a shar shenagach. And we know the shar is lav dafka. Rashi says a chumash based on the Gemara above a kamma. Dibra kasav alashenoiva. But of course it's lav dafka the shar. So I could have thought we're talking about the wolf because it's dibra balashenoiva. But it has to be as big as a wolf. Mechatesi. Maybe a cat has the ability to do this as well. Kamash malon, that's what Rav was coming to say. So what's the nafkamina between the two pshatim that the Gemara gives in Rav? Again, Rav's statement is very straightforward. Rav said, "Bevehema menazev lemaila lemute chassel." A chassel, a cat, does not have the ability to be dairis. Full stop. Doesn't have the ability. The Gemara had a problem. What's Rav's chiddush? Isn't it a mefurish mishnah? And the Gemara gave two terutzim to answer that kasha. What emerges from the two terutzim that the Gemara gave is a nafkamina, how Rav understood the chacham. In the first teretz of the Gemara, Rav understood that when the chachamim said that a zev could be dairis, it's even a gasa. I, Rabbi Yehuda, said only a daka. It's true, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. But Rabbi Yehuda is chaylek with the chachamim. I, Rabbi Yomra, you have to send the name Rabbi Yulaldoi, bar Rabbi Yehuda, elefarish to the chachamim. Gavra, Gavra Karamis, that's Rabbi Yom Bayafis held in the name Rabbi Law, but it's not where Rav held. But the point is that when the Mishnah says Drusas Hazev in the world of the Chachamim, the halach is, it's even a gasa. In fact, the Lashon of the Gemara was HaKamash Malon, that when Rav said his halach, he wanted you to know this too. Obviously, he wanted you to know that the cat can't be dairis. But HaKamash Malon, he also wanted you to know the Zev Bagasa Namidaris, that there's a concept that a Zev can be dairis. Iba Yisem, in the second teretz of the Gemara is then no. If Rabbi Yehuda ben Yefes has this Messiah from Rabbi Lot, Rabbi Yehuda al-Farish, Nivik Chachamim, there's no reason to assume that Rav is chaylik on that. Everybody holds that in the world of the Chachamim, the halach is that a Zev can only be Dairus Adaka. So it's Pashit, then you would think that it's only the wolf and not the cat. Stating that, no, Rav held it's not so Pashit because you could always argue Dibra Akasa B'Lashon Haiv. Zok to Gemara. More halachas related to cats being dairis. Rav Amram, Rav Chizda. Rav Amram said in the name Rav Chizda, Drusas chassel unemiya bigdoyim utloim. So if a chassel, that's a cat, unemiya is some other creature, in the event that they would be dairis, a gdi or a tle, so a gdi is a baby goat, and a tle is a baby sheep, the halach is, it would be considered a drisa. Drusas chul de ba'ifas. Additionally, a weasel that would be dairis, and a knife, a small knife, that would also be considered a dairis. So, inasmuch as we just said that cat can't be Dairis. Kumts again, Rav Amnon, Rav Chisda, and he says, Drusas Chassel, Unemiya Bigdayim Vitloim. Let's focus on Chassel. Chassel could be Dairis, Gdi, and Atlaim. Now, he didn't say it could be Dairis any animal. He didn't even say it could be Dairis any animal that's quote unquote Behemadaka. He said it's a Gdi and Atlaim. Rashi says it's because the Gdi and Atlaim are very small. Takim Shebedaka, Rashi says. And being that it's Takim Shebedaka, there Rav Chizda said his halacha. Abba Umayda Rav Chizda Rashi Be'ilamu Rachel. Rav Chizda is going to be Maida that if it's an aisle or it's a Rachel not, and Rashi fears always Kimas Nisen. What does he mean Kimas Nisen? Because the Pashtus is from the Mishnah that it's only the wolf and it's not the cat. But the bottom line is, what Rav Chizda therefore is contributing to this discussion is a big deal, and that is that as much as we're saying the cat can't be Dairis, but a Gdi and a Tlai, which is mamish, a little tiny, it's the Daka Shebedaka, over there would have the ability. So the drisa of the chassel, the nates is the little bird from the Mishnah, the mia is this little creature that we're not sure what it is. So the halach is that unless there was a hole in the chalol, mamish, in the stomach, in the b'nei ma'ay, and it went into the kishkas in the animal, the halach is it's not going to be considered a treifa. What do you see from here? Aval drusa leslo. You see that there is no halach of drusa. Why? Because if there's a halach of drusa, so why does it have to go all the way into the beis hachalol? Going into the Beis HaChol means that it made some sort of nekev. A nekev that the Mishnah already mentioned, you know, in the earlier 17 treifas would be a problem. If the etzem drusa, the poison that comes in, without a nekev, without a tear, without a break, that in and of itself is a sibba for it to be considered a treifa. So why do I need achatinokiv l'chol? Meaning, bishlam, if you're going to tell me that a chassel never has the ability to be dairis, it's very good. Drusas chassel is achatinokiv l'chol. But if you're going to tell me that there are times that what? If you're going to tell me that there are times that a chassel has the ability to be Doires. So why are you telling me that it has to be achatinoki v'chol? Now the truth is, Tosfos asks a very obvious kasha. Tosfos says that who said we're talking about a gdi and a tla? Right? The only time Rav Chizda said that the dris of the chassel is a thing is by the gdi and a tla. Drusas chassel neitzu nami achatinoki v'chol. You see, it's going to be a whole discussion now. Tosfos, the obvious kasha. Who said that we're talking b'chlal about a gedi and a tlay, ayin sham? Rashi seems to bavarn the kasha as well. But the bottom line is, this is the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara says, I don't even understand what the Havamina few to ask me kasha like this is. V'tizbira neitz loy daris. This braisa also said the neitz. And the neitz is mefurish in the Mishnah that has the ability to be daris. V'atnanu drusas ha-neitz. Obviously, something's going on over here, right? You're asking a kasha on Rav Chizda, then how could you tell me drusas chasul zachit anachiv l'cholol? Tepek layals the drisa. Oh, must be. There's no drisa even by a gedi and a tlay. Who said anything about a gdina tla? But the bottom line is, you ask Akashan Rav Chizda? Obviously, something's up here. Because the Mishnah said Mefurish that the Nates could be Doris, and this price says that by the Nates, it's also Achatinokiv Lachal. But the Gemara says, all the Kasha. I don't think that's a Kasha, because I could always tell you, Kan ba'ofos, kan b'gedayim utlayim. Maybe when we say that the Nates has the ability to be Torah, that's talking about by a knife, right? That's what the Mishnah said in the Furish. As opposed to this Bryce over here is talking about a Gedi and a Tleh. But the problem is, even if it's talking about a Gedi and a Tleh, that would be Miyashiv Nates, but it's not going to be Miyashiv, it's not going to be Miyashiv Chassel. And again, the question begs itself. Here you see Taiskashi even more. If you're willing to already make a Kimtis, so why are you making a Kimtis talking about a Gedi and a Tleh? You're making an Akimta already, so just making a Kimtis talking about a bigger sheep or a bigger goat. Mechatesi, it's a gdi in a club. But either way, the Gemara says, become makam Rav Chizda kasha. So again, to ask a kasha on nates, that's not fair. Why not? Because the Mishnah is talking about the nets being dairus and oif, and the Bryce is talking about the nets being dairus and gdi in a club. But become makam Rav Chizda kasha, because Rav Chizda says that a chasm could be dairus. And the price says mefurish achatinok of the cholol. It has to be a nekev. It has to be a bona fide treifa. But the dritz in itself will not be anything. And for the gemara, who the amar kihai tana, meaning it's true. And the chenami Rav Chizda has a little bit of a problem over here because he seems to be connected to price. So, but at the same time, zok the gemara. Kubi, where Rav Chizda said his halacha, he was going according to the following Tanya. We learned the Braisa. Beribi Yoim, Beribi said, "Like Amru Ein Drusa, Ela B'Makom She'Ein Matzilin." This that Chazal said that a cat doesn't have the ability to be dairis. That's only true if there's no matzilin. What does that mean? So it means a cat is going after an animal. I don't know. They're having some sort of scuffle, and there's no one trying to save the prey of the cat. So in a situation like that, if the cat wasn't going up against this line of defense, and it was doyres, then we say the halacha is that the chassel wouldn't make it into a treifa. But in the event that there's animals or, I don't know, people, something, there's some line of defense that's trying to protect the prey, over there, yesh drusa, there is a drusa. And the reason there's a drusa over there is because the defense is going to antagonize the chassel. It's going to get him really angry, and that's going to cause him to claw in a way where ultimately we're going to have an issue. Here's the point. The point is that when Rav Chisda said, Drusas chassel unemir b'gdoyim b'tloyim, he was talking about the word matzilin. When there's matzilim, then the chassel has the ability to be dairus, albeit a din atle. When the Braisa said, Drusas chassel achatinokif l'chalol, which is mashma, but Drusas less, was talking about with the word matzilim. If there's a matzilim, there's not going to be an issue. In other words, Rav Chisda said, is alacha alibadir beribi. Beribi was the one that said that, b'makam sheyesh matzilin, yesh Derusa, and he was talking specifically about the chassel. So it's, first of all, a mefurish and makar from a Tana, Beribi, to the halacha of Rav Chisda. And by the way, once you see what Beribi said, so you understand the distinction where how Rav Chisda is talking about a case where there was matzilin, whereas the Braisa could always be talking about where there were no matzilin. But the Gemara says, "Makom she'ein matzilin ein drusa." Akash on beribi. Is that true? Where there's no matzilin, there's no drusa. Vahi tarnegoilis. Davoy be Rav Kana. There was a tarnegoilis that lived in the house of Rav Kana. The rot chasav asra, and there was a cat that was running after this tarnegoilis. Va'ol idruna, and it ran into a room. The itchidasha ba'ape, and it quickly closed the door in the nose, in the face of the chasav. The chasav wasn't happy. And he started clawing and hitting the door, and they found that there were five karets, some shear of blood on the door. What do you see? You see that it went and it had this eres come out of it, even though there were no matzilin. So how could Rabbi say, "Pemakom shei matzilin ain't drusa"? Here's a situation where there were no matzilin, and afilu hachi, it sounds like there was a drusa, right? Because if the cat would have done this exact same thing, not to a door, but he would have done it to an animal, the animal lechayer would have been a treif. I mean, that blood was a simen that the eres came out, even though there were no matzilin. But the Gemara says it's not true. Atzalas atzminamak atzalas achayim dami. Even though there was no third party that was coming and trying to protect the tarnegoilis, but the tarnegoilis was protecting itself. It's not a din in a third person matzol, right? The point is that if there is some sort of tension going on, there's a friction where the ante has been upped in that kind of situation, that's where we're worried that this is going to be an issue, says the Gemara. V'rabbanan. The Rabbanon who hold that a cat never has drusa, right? This is Beribi's chiddush that a cat sometimes has drusa. Albeit when there's matzilin. What about the Rabbanon that hold that it doesn't? Why isn't this maisa shaya kachaya a raya not like the Rabbanon? Right, the Gemara brought this story of the chatchila to ask on Beribi. Beribi, it's a kasha on the Rabbanon as well. Right, it's even a bigger kasha on the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that a chassel never has drusa. Isn't that the blood that was found on the door a sign that there was some sort of eres, right? So if that's the case, there should be drusa. So the Gemara says, Ziyara Islay. It's true there's an eres, but at the same time, it doesn't have the ability to make a treif. I mean, there's something there. There's nothing to talk about. There has to be eres varaya, there was blood. But at the same time, to take it to the level and to say that it would have the ability to render a treifa, that's something that already it would not be able to do. Either way, the Gemara is now going to mention this exact same discussion with a slightly different lishma. Ikadamri. So again, what's the Ikadamri coming to explain? Amrav Amram, Amrav Chizda. Drusas chassel bigdoyim v'tluyin. In the event that you have a gdi or a tled, these little animals, so they, even the chassel has the ability to make a treifet. Meaning, as much as it's mavur in the Mishnah that the chassel not, but if the animal is a takush, a betakus, then already, yeah. The Gemara's kasha was, how does it shtim with a mafurish abraisa? The Braisa said, Drusas chassel achatinokiv l'cholol. So if it's davka achatinokiv l'cholol, so you see that it has to have a nekev. But if it doesn't have a nekev, in that case, it's going to be different. Zok, the Gemara, Ikedamri, Hamani, you want to know who the Braisa is. that said that the drusas chassel is not a treifa achetinok if lechal. Well, beribi is going according to beribi. The tiny learned to the bris beribi. I'm beribi said loyam ruyeish drusa el b'makom shniyesh matzilin. Abu b'makom shein matzilin ain't drusa. Beribi said that the only time this drusa is b'makom shniyesh matzilin or b'makom shein matzilin ain't drusa. So this brisa is going to be going according to beribi. This is a very tricky gemara. What's the chelik between the first lishan and the second lishan? It sounds almost identical, right? Okay, so the first clue is we have to read the Gemara a little bit more carefully. In the first lishon of the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara said, "Who the Amar ki Haitana? Who's Haitana? The Tanya Beribi Omer." In the second lishon of the Gemara said, "Hamani Beribihu." What's the chilek? In the first lishon of the Gemara is incorporating Beribi to explain how Rav Chisda could have the plates to say that a chassel has drusa. The answer is, there's a shittas beribi. Beribi holds that a chassel b'makom sheish matzilin is going to have drusa. So you have a kasha from a braisa? Whatever. I don't like beribi. What about the braisa? So, first of all, the braisa could shtim with beribi. That's the way we learned the Gemara, because the braisa could be talking about where there is no matzilin, or the braisa could be going according to the chachamim, who don't even hold like beribi. But the bottom line is, who the amar ki aitana, where if Chizda said his halacha that a chassel sometimes has drusa, he was going a little bit of beribi. In the Gemara's second teretz, the Gemara is saying, Hamani beribi hi, that Rav Chisda is saying his halacha not only according to beribi, Rav Chisda is saying his halacha even according to the Chachamim. When the Baraisa said, Chosol, achatinokif lecholol, Hamani beribi, here's the point, because beribi holds that sometimes the chosol, even by a gdi and a tled, doesn't have drusa. And when is that? That's in a case where there's ein matzilin. What's the nafkemina between the two lishainas? Nafkemina between the two lishainas is, what do the chachamim hold? In the first lishna, the chachamim hold that a chosol by a gdi and a tled, even b'makom sheyesh matzilin, meaning in all situations, do not have drusa. So Rav Chisda said, yeah, who da amar ki aitana? He has to be going, I'll leave it to beribi. According to the second lishna, the chachamim hold that a chassel does have drusa by yigdi and atle. The chachamim hold that it's true in all cases. What's beribi's chiddush? Beribi's chiddush is not that a chassel has drusa kishayesh matzilin. His chiddush is that a chassel does not have drusa kishayin matzilin. If that's the case, where do we need to invoke beribi? We need to invoke beribi in the brisa. The fact that there's a brisa that says chassel achatinokiv lechol, it could only be according to beribi. Because according to the chachamim, in all situations, there is going to be drusa. So again, there's a steer between Rav Chisda's memra and the brisa. Rav Chisda says that a chassel has drusa b'gdoyim v'tloyim. The brisa says it does not. The question is, how are you going to be miyashavet? It's the same mahalach. We're going to invoke beribi. That's how we're going to be miyashavet. How you put the pieces, though, how you cross the T's and the dot the I's, that's a major machloik between the two lashonis. Again, if you go through this gemara too fast, even if you go through the gemara slowly, you can miss completely what the two lashonis are. But really, it's very two profound lashonis. In the first lishna of the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying is that in the machloikis beribi in the chachamim was, according to chachamim, there's no such thing as drusas chassel, even by yigdin etle. Beribi was mechadish b'mokim sheyesh matzilin yeh. Thus, when Rav Chisda said his halacha, who damar ki aitanu, he was going alibi de beribi. What about the other braisa? So again, as we mentioned, you can learn the other braisa two ways. Either it's also beribi b'mokim sheyin matzilin, or it's going according to the chachamim in all cases. In the second lishna of the Gemara, the chachamim shita is that the chassel and the they always have the ability. They always have the ability. What's beribi then coming to say? He's not coming to say sometimes, yeah. He's coming to say sometimes. No, if that's the case, then when Rav Chisda said his halacha, he wasn't only saying it according to beribi. Shaykhis, he's saying it more according to the Chacham. Where do you have to invoke beribi? Where you have to invoke beribi would be dafka. It would be dafka in the case of the braisa, where it says achatinokif lechalo. You can't explain that aliba the chachamim. The only way to explain that is aliba the berabi. That's why in the first lishna, the lashna of the gemara is who the amar ki aitana, because Rav Chisda is only going according to berabi. In the second lishna, it's homani berabi, not who the amar. Rav Chisda is going even according to the chachamim. Homani the braisa, that's going according to berabi. We got this far. we might as well go a drop further, right? You want to push this one tefach further? Look in the Lashon of the Gemara. Who the Amar Ki Aitana? When the Gemara in the first Lishna brings Beribi, so the Gemara says, Rav Chizkiah was going according to Beribi. The time he went to the Brisa, Beribi, Amir Beribi said, Loi Amru Ein Drusa Ela B'mokim Shei Matzilin. Loi Amru is going according to the Chacham. What did the Chachamim say? They said Ein Drusa. The Chacham of this never Drusa by a Chassel, even by a Gdin Atle. Loi Amru Ein Drusa Ela B'mokim Shei Matzilin. Avo B'mokim Shei Matzilin Yeish Drusa. Because what's Beribi's Chiddush in the first Lishna? That there's a Musig of Drusa by a Chassel. That's what he's being mechadish, because the Chachamim hold there's never a drusa. If you look at the second lishma, Ikad Amri, Hamani Beribi, the Tani Beribi Yomer, Loi Amru Yesh drusa, Ela B'makom Sheyesh Matzil, B'makom Sheyesh Matzil in drusa. It's because in the second lishma, the Chachamim hold there's always drusa. This is Pashup Pshat, by the way. This is Pashup Pshat, no lumdis, no Ian, no nothing. This is Pashup Pshat. We're learning Bekiyas right now, but this is just the Gemara. Loi Amru Yesh drusa, Ela B'makom Sheyesh Matzil, B'makom Sheyesh Matzil in drusa. So it's clear, aside from the TikTok Haloshin, who the Amar Ki Aitana verse. Says Hamani, Loi Amru Ein Drusa in the first Lishna, Loi Amru Yesh Drusa, and just from the fact that you even have two Lishinas in this Gemara over here, what in the world are these two Lishinas? These two Lishinas in the world of the Chachamim are Mimizrich Lemairif Mamish. Either way, if the Gemara is going to theorize in the identical way that it theorized in the previous Gemara, that is, Ubamakam Shein Matzilin Ein Drusa. Is that true? But Makom Shei Matzilim Ein Drusa. That's the Shita Beribi. But what about that story? Vahi Tarnegoylus Tavoy Berev Kahana. There was a Tarnegoylus that was in the house of Rav Kahana. The Rot Chasav Asra that was chased by a cat. Va'ole Druna and went into a room. The Itchidasha Be'ape and the Tarnegoylus slammed the door shut into the nose of the cat. Cat was not happy. Umachil Dasha Besichufei and it started banging on the wall. V'shtak Chalei Chamisha Kurtei Damos. Even though there was no third person that was saving, Balamaisa. The Hatzalah of the Tarnagayos itself was Katzalah Sachem Dami. Either way, the way we went through the two Lashonis of the Gemara, that was today's raid. We're already 31 minutes in. We have a whole lot of Gemara to learn. So on that note, at 1.5 times speed, says the Gemara, Boyimine Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asked Rav the following question, is there Drusa by a Chasnul, or is there no Drusa by a Chasnul? Right, could a cat have Drusa, could a cat not have Drusa? That is the topic du jour of the first part of today's daf. Amale. Again, who asked the question? Rav Kahana asked Rav. Rav Kahana is a Talmud moving to Rav. So the Talmud asked the Rebbe this question. Amalei, Rav said, Aflechul de Yesh Drusa. By the way, this is another great example of Rav talking in riddles, as we're about to say. So Yesh Drusa l'chassel, Ein Drusa l'chassel. You ask your Rebbe this question, you expect him to say yes or no, right? Rav doesn't talk that way. Rav says, Aflechul de Yesh Drusa. I say a word about a weasel, right? I ask you about a cat. Why are you talking about weasels? This is the way it goes. So he says, even a weasel has Drusa. The next day, Rav Kahana comes to Rav and he says, Yesh drusa l'chulda, ein drusa l'chulda. Does a weasel have drusa? It seems like Rav likes talking about the treifas and drusas by weasels. So he said, weasel? Af l'chul. He probably didn't say weasel, right? Because that's an extra word. Amalei, he told him, af l'chul, ein drusa. He said, even a cat doesn't have a drusa. The next time, Rav Kahana said, you know what? I'm going to get this call. L'chul l'chulda, yesh l'ein drusa, ein l'ein drusa. Amalei, he told him, l'chul, yesh drusa, l'chulda, ein drusa. Bottom line is, if you do a little recap here, sounds like Rav's sheet is a mamish all over the place. In the first time Rav Kahana asked the Rav the question, he said, Af l'chulda yesh drusa. That means the cat has drusa and the chulda has drusa. The second time he said, Af l'chassel ein drusa, which means the cat doesn't have drusa and the chulda doesn't have drusa. And then the third time, Rav said, Yachloik b'loi shfuah. He said, the chassel has drusa and the chulda doesn't have drusa. And the rest of it, like kasha, believe it or not, it all makes perfect sense. Okay. Interested to see how something hard the Amalei after Chulda Yesh Drusa. When Rav told Rav Kahana, even the Chulda has Drusa Ba'ifis, he was talking about a knife, meaning the Drusi was a knife. So he went after a knife. Even a Chulda can make a knife into a Drusa. Hadamalei after Chassel in Drusa. When Rav said, even the Chassel does not have Drusa, Bimri Rabravi, he was talking about the big sheep. Hadamalei the Chassel Yesh Drusa, the Chulda in Drusa. He was talking about Bigdoyim Utloyim. At that point, he was talking already about Gdoyim Utloyim. By the way, if you think about it, essentially Rav holds of Rav Chizda's Chiddush. That's what comes out. That Rav really holds of Rav Chizda, and that is Bigdoyim Utloyim, a Chassel would have Drusa. So if you remember, how did the daf start? Om Rav Yudam Rav, Bevehema Menazev Lumailo, Ubaifis Menanetsu Lumailo, Lumute Mai. And the Gemara said, Lumute Chassel. There's a whole discussion why Rav needed to be Memayit Chassel. Isn't a Mefurish in the Mishnah? So Rav was the one who gave us the halacha, not a cat, stating that Rav himself agreed with the caveat of Rav Chizda. So we went through the Gemara in real time. Rav, based on Mamish a mefurish a mishnah. It's such a mefurish a mishnah. We only needed two pshatim to explain what Rav's chiddush even was. But the bottom line is Rav was the Morid de Shmaita that said the cat doesn't have drusa. Rav Chizda came and Rav Chizda made this whole knedge. But the maskana, in the three conversations between Rav Kahana and Rav, it emerges that really Rav held of this chiddush of Rav Chizda. Either way, we now turn our attention from the cat to different birds. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi had the shayla. Shar oifis tmen, yesh lehem drusa, oy ein lehem drusa. So the Mishnah mentioned two types of birds that have drusa, the nates and the gas. What they have in common is that they're non-kosher birds. The Gemara assumes a kosher bird no way has drusa. And Pashup Shad is, because if we assume the drusa is coming from some internal eres, the kosher birds, they're kosher, that means bishroshim, they're somehow removed from these types of things. It's the non-kosher birds. It's the oifis tmeim that have these issues. But the Mishnah only mentioned two examples. So Rav Ashi wanted to know, other oifis tmeim, do they have drusa, do they not have drusa? Amalei Rav Hillel, Rav Ashi, Rav Hillel told Rav Ashi, Kevinu Rav Kahana was by Rav Kahana, Amar Yisnet Shar oifis tmeim, Yesh Lehem drusa, they have drusa. Feitim Rav Atanan Tanan, the Mishnah said, drusa tanetz ba'oifadak. And it sounds like other oifis not. So the Gemara, drusas hanetz bitte kiva sayu, the inuch bitte zutuminayu. The chiddush of nates is that the nates, even if it's something that's its size, it would have the ability to be derisin and make it into a shmefa. The other birds, only if they went after things that are smaller than them. Says the Gemara, some had a different nusach in the Teretz. Drusas hanetz bitte rabamine. That drusas hanetz, not only if it's the same size, even if it's bigger. The inuch bitte kiva sayu, and the other ones don't have to be smaller, even if they're the same size. Amar Rav Kahana mishmei Rav Simi Barashi, ein drusa l'shul. So a fox, shualim hilchubai, the fox doesn't have the ability to be dares. Any freitimar is that true? Rav Dimi, Amar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so we know he came back with so many halachas. He came back with maises as well. By the way, if someone ever took the time to go through all the halachas that Rav Dimi brought with him from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, often said that Rav Dimi is for sure from the most underrated Amayram and Shas. But either way, so Rav Dimi comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said, "Maise v'dara shul rochel b'merchat shal beis hini." I'll tell you a story that happened in Eretz Yisrael. There was Shul, that was Doris or Rachel, right? That's this female sheep. It happened in the bathhouse of Beis Hini. And they said, Yej Drusa. So I'm Rav Kahana, Mishmei Rav Simi Barashi, Ein Drusa L'shol. Rav Dimi said over at Maisha, Kachoyah, where they passed in Yej Drusa L'shol. Amar Rav Safra said, Ahi Chasol Haf. No, that wasn't the story. Safra said the story with Rav Dimi, whoever said it over, he confused his shuls and his chasols. It wasn't a fox, it was a cat. Oh, and a cat already, we know, could make a drusa. Right? If the kifsa was a little kifsa, baby kifsa, in that situation, it would be, ikidami samsi, omrav kanamish made rav simi barashni, yesh drusa l'shol. So not ein drusa l'shol, but yesh drusa l'shol. Eini feita gemara, p'kios, rav dimi, amar. Now, the kasha is going to have to be a different kasha, because the way the Gemara in the first version brought the story initially was, there was a maisa with a shul, and they said yesh drusa. That was a kasha if you hold ein drusa l'shul. But now you're telling me yesh drusa l'shul. So if the halacha is different, then the kasha from the maisa is going to have to be a different maisa also. So here, what's the maisa? Maisa v'daras shul rochel v'mirchus beisini, u'ba maisa l'fnei chachamim v'amru, ein drusa. Right, so when the kasha was ein drusa, we asked a kasha fin amasav in yesh drusa. And when the halach is yesh drusa, we ask a kasha fin amasav in ein drusa. We're just going Moshe Kapoy. You tell me this, I say that. I'm Rav Snafra, who kelev hafa. That's a good terrors. It wasn't enough. Now the hint made his way into the Chad Gadya here. So says the Gemara, who kelevava the achlo the shul? No, who kelevava says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Naktinon ain drusa le kelev. We have a mesora that the kelev is not there. I'm Rabbi Abaya said naktinon. We have a kabbalah. Ain drusa elbayat. Whenever we talk about drusa, whether it's a behemoth, whether it's a knife, it's only if the animal clawed with its hand, lafuke regal the light, as opposed to its foot. Meaning, it would have to be the forelegs as opposed to the hind legs. Additionally, ein drusa ela b'tzipayrin, it's only if the fingernails get in, lafuke shendale, even its teeth not. Additionally, ein drusa ela midas, lafuke shalem midas. It's only if it had das It did it with intention, with purpose. As opposed to if it did it shaloi midas, then already not. And finally, Abaye said we have a Masaira in Jerusalem. It's only if it did it while it was alive. But if it clawed while it was dead, not. So four halachas. It has to be the hand, has to be the fingernails, it has to have das, and it has to be alive. Wait, the Gemara, the obvious question. Amri, hash the shloimi das amr toy lachamisa mi baya. If you're telling me shloimi das is not okay, and obviously if it's dead, it doesn't have das. So why do you have to tell me that if it's dead, not if shloimi das is already not? L'chayr b'chlal masaya mana, included in dead is shloimi das. So the Gemara says leitzricha de daris upaskul yade. The case was where the animal clawed while it was alive, and then when the claws of the animal were in the other animal, they chopped off the hand of the animal. So it clawed, it was doiris when it was already mechayim. Nervous, it never took its hand out. Says, I would have thought, Bahadi the Doris Shadi Ziare. I would have thought in that situation, being that it was Doris Mechayim and Midas, by the way, so that should be enough. Kamashmala Bahadi the Shalom Shadi Ziare. That you want to know when the ziyara, when the eris comes? The eris comes when you remove it. It's not when it goes in, counterintuitive. It's when you pull it out. It's the act of withdrawing that causes the eris to be deposited into the animal. And that's what Abaye meant when he said that we have a Kabbalah of Ein Drusa Ela Mechayim. What he meant to say was, is that if it wasn't withdrawn Mechayim, that would be a reason for it not to be a Drusa. An Ari, a lion entered a stable of oxen. It's going to get serious in a second. And then the farmer comes in to his area where all his shvarim are, and he sees that there's a fingernail of a lion inside the back of the animal. This is like a fascinating chiddush. We're not concerned that Dari was there. So remember, Dari was nichnas lebein ha-shvarim, right? He sat himself down, he's looking around. And then the farmer's not going anywhere near this. He waits for the dust to settle. He comes in and he wants to see what kind of damage was done. And he says, sure enough, pull something out of the back of one of his. It looks to me like this is the tzipayrin of an Ari. Kumts again, Rabbi Baruch Hu, in the name of Rabbi. And he says, the biggest chiddush on today's staff. My time, what's the reason? Roy Varoy is Darsen. The way Rashi explains this, this is a Kaloyma Rashi. Afalpisha Roy Varoy is Darsen. Umiyutan ain't Darsen, even though it's true that most lions are Dairis and Umiyutan not. So again, the evidence is stacking up in favor of the fact that Dari was Dairis. Every single time an Ari is Dairis, the Tsniparin is not Nishmetes. So as much as you're right, the Ari was there and you found the Tzipayrin of the Ari, and Roy Vari, Roy is Darsin. It's only a Miat Arana, but it doesn't matter because all these Roivs are going up against Kol Hadoyres in Tzipayrin Nishmet. Okay, so what went on over here? You have to assume. What happened was the Tzipayrin must have been in the wall, and the Shire was like rubbing his wall, and he, wrong place, wrong time, and he ended up with this Tzipayrin in his back. But the bottom is there was no Drisa. And here's the point, a Tzipayrin in the back of a Shire doesn't make it into a Treifa, right? Unless the neck of, meets one of the criteria of all the Hilchas Treifas. If the Tzipayrin was the sign that the Ari went at it while it was alive, that would be an issue. But just a loose Tzipayrin that made its way klisheni from the wall into the animal, that would not make it into a Treifa, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, I hear your methodology, Rav, but I almost would look at it the other way. Ad Rav, Rav Shvar Miskakhen. Meaning, even though it's true that most shvarim, like to sometimes rub their back against the back of the chair, right, against the wall, of a v'chola miskakech, ain't supporting your shavas like a gabbai. But I never heard of a situation. This is a coil. It's on the same level of coil that all of a sudden the nail of a lion is going to end up in the back of the shot. V'zeh, if it's supporting your shavas like a gabbai, Amor, you have no choice but to say, Ari darsai. Right? So if that's the case, why would you not assume that? And for the Gemara, Ika Lameimar Hachi, the Ika lemeimer hachi oike milsa achazake havele safik drusa the rabble tame the amar in chayshem safik drusa. So the Gemara says you're 100% right. There's another way to look at it. I mean, I have two ways to look at it. Both of them are very strange, because if it happened from the ari, how did the tzipayrim fall out? And if it happened from the back, how did it even get into the back? The teretz is ikalameimer hachi vikalameimer hachi. I have two not such good ways of looking about this. Oike milsa achazake. What does that mean? The shor is becheskas that it's not a drusa, it's a sofik drusa. This is Rav Shita who holds ein chayshon sofik drusa. We're going to see shortly, mamish in a few lines, that's really machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav is the one that holds ein chayshon sofik drusa. Shmuel holds chayshon sofik drusa. Rav is the one that said this memra. This is Rav l'shita. I'm Rabbi Abayas lo yamar. As it relates to this heter of Rav, so you have to read the fine print. Lo yamar number one ela tzipayrin. This is only if the tzipayrin was in the back of the Shar. You found the actual tzipayrin. So we're going to assume it came from the wall. Avamakim tzipayrin. Let's say you didn't find the actual tzipayrin. You just found a mark where it looks like a tzipayrin had been there. Well, then already chayshishin, right? Because that's so pashit. Because the whole reason we're assuming it didn't come from the shar is because how did the nail go from the shar into the back of the... How did the nail go from the ari into the back of the shar through a drisa? That never happens. Call every single time that Ariya's Dairis, that doesn't happen. But you don't have the tzipayrin. You just have the claw mark. Every single time in Ariya's Dairis, you have a claw mark. So here, it's posh. Right? This is like so posh, you don't even have to say it. The tzipayrin nami. And even if you found the tzipayrin, le'amarin elalacha. The only time we say that we're going to be mekel is if it was dry. Aval yevesha avda demishnamta. But let's say it was dry. So then already, we assume that it could be it came from the Ari, because sometimes, if it's dry, so it's already brittle, at that point, could be it was Dairis, and the Tzipayrin came out. So the only time we're going to be Seimich Lahakil is if it was Lecha. Lecha, for sure, came from the wall, it didn't come from the Ari. If, however, it was Yevesha, then already not. And finally, V'lecha Nami Le'amaron Elo Chada. It's only if you found one. Avatarti Utlas Chayshinon V'udekayim V'dara Zichufay. Meaning, if you come in and you find Mamish, his whole hand is over there. You have the pinky, you have the pointer, the middle finger, the ring finger, right? So you got the whole, it's all there. So in the event that you find every single one of its fingers, not the fingers, the Tziparn. So in that situation, for sure, you're going to assume that something happened over here. Meaning, because what are your two choices? One side is that the lion came, and for whatever reason, it was a fluke. But for whatever reason, all his fingernails came flying out. What's the other side? The other side is that this shard leaned its back against the wall, and it just so happens, like yesterday, Dari was, having a manicure on the wall, and all his fingers fell out in perfect order and succession, and Imamish got like a perfect handprint. I mean, it's highly unlikely, and it's for that reason, if it's Tarti Utlas, and it's Kaime Bedara Desichufe, in that situation, I mean, as much as Rav holds in Choshen L'Safik Drusa, but you have to invoke a little bit of common sense. So we just mentioned Rav's Halach of in Choshen L'Safik Drusa. We mentioned it's a machloikis. Here's the machloikis. Itma, Rav, I'm Echayshon Safik Drusa, Vishmolam Echayshon L'Safik Drusa. Let's hit the pause button for 1 second. What makes more sense? Chayshon L'Safik Drusa or Ein Chayshon L'Safik Drusa? So I think, L'fum Riyata, you would say, Chayshon L'Safik Drusa. It's like a Sveikah Deraisa. Treifus is very, very chomer. And she Kodesh Tienli. Right, it's very chomer. Of course not. Because every time you have a Safik, what do? You always go Basa Chazak. And that was the Lashon HaGemara earlier. Ikelamei Mahachi, Ikelamei Mahachi, Oikendulsa Achazak. Right? You have a chazaka. The animal has a chazaka that it's not a drusa. And if an animal has a chazaka, it's not a drusa. So it actually makes more sense to be ein chayshon safik drusa. Truth is, if you look in the Rishonim, Tais in the beginning of El Treifus, all the Rishonim, this is an arichas gedoil. Everyone mutches to understand Shita Shmuel. How could Shmuel hold chayshon safik drusa? I know it's in a deraisa, but we have a way to be machrias fakis deraisa, and that is with chazakas. So what happened to the chazaka? The Pasha the Teretz, and we'll learn through the Gemara with this Mahalach, which is what Tosfos says in the beginning of the Parak, and that is that as much as it's true that there's an idea of Oiki Milsa Chazake, but the reason Shmuel held Choshesh and Lesafik Drusa is because he felt that the Tzad Drusa is the more reasonable Tzad. If it was a Safik Ashakel, Shmuel would be Moida, that Ein Choshesh and Lesafik Drusa, because the Chazake would take priority. But in a situation where it's more mashma that what happened over here was, is that it was klod, it's in that situation that Shmuel was saying is halacha. But again, this is like a real chef schmeitzer de geshmus, because right away you make a beeline to the schmeitzer. And really all the rishonim talk about this. Either way, let's talk to Gemara. So we have this very broad machloikis. The Gemara now is going to narrow it. The kuliyam, everybody agrees, suffik all, suffik loyal. Let's say you have a suffik, if there was even an ari between the shar. So whatever, you have a suffik, if the ari was doiris the shar. But you don't even know if the ari ever was in the midst of the shar. So everyone's moid over there, the ima loyal. That could be it never came, and if it never came, you have nothing to worry about. Some rishonim say that the beer is a sfek sfeka. Suffik, if the ari was all, the intim slayma, oh, it's a suffik drusa. So if you don't even know if the ari came, then even Shmuel's going to be moida than ein chayshin l'safik drusa. And also, by the way, you don't have to come on to the lamdas of sex. The way we explained it from Tosfos, you don't have this like burning tzad that it was probably a drusa. If anything, to the contrary, and it's for that reason Shmuel's going to be moida. Additionally, safik kalba safik shunra. If there's a safik, if it happened through a kalba or a shunra, what's the difference? So a shunra is a cat. Cat, we know sometimes could be a kalba. We said gemiri kalba has no drusa, right? So let's see, have a suffix. It was a kalba, a shunra, and a kalba. We're gonna assume it was a kalba. There, everyone's gonna agree in chayshin. You have to say according to Tosfos that Shita Shmuel is gonna be that it's more mistaber that the kalba did it than the shunra did it. So as much as chayshin l'safik drusa, but again, it's only if there's a raglaim l'dover, there's more of a tzad that that's what happened. But if I care, here it's more of a tzad that the kalba did it. Oh, what would be if the lion entered the room where all the shvarim were? The isa benayu, he sat himself down. So you know for sure that it was there, but it just sat there. So the Gemara says, "Ema shol mashavi." Right? Maybe he came to make peace. Just came to have a friendly discussion. And there's no reason to assume, even then, meaning not sofik all. It was vadayol. But he just sat down. He was very calm. Seemed to be in a good place. What would be if the lion came and he chopped off somebody's head? Yeah, this is the types of lions that we would thought about when we were kids. So the lion came in and just sat down calmly. But it was Kotarish of the Chadminayu. So what would be the halach over there? A Nachmi Rischa. Even then, Shmuel would hold. This is counterintuitive. Even then, Shmuel would hold that Ein Chayshin L'Safik Drusa. You know why? Because clearly this lion needed to express himself a little bit, but he already took his rage out on that poor Shar. So all the other Shvarim, you know, forget, you know. That's it. I did what I had to do. I got my pound of flesh, literally, and as a result, he's okay already. What would be if the shar sits down, or the ari sits down amongst the shvarim? Everyone's making noise. The lion is roaring, right? The Rashi says, Noyem. He's mamish, he's being shoyikari. And there, you know, I don't know what oxen do when the lion starts roaring, but whatever they do, they were doing. Says the Gemara, there too. Basuse kamevasi. Shmuel would be my dad. I don't have to worry over there about a suffix drusen. You know why? Because basuse kamevasi ahadadi, top word on other days. Because forget, they're all scaring each other, right? They're all spooked out. And believe it or not, the shar has some defensive move where he's able to somehow scare the arik. Okay, so what is the machlek? So far, in every single case, Shmuel's being murdered to Rav. Machlokes says the iuka shasik v'inuka mekarkon, where the lion is doing nothing. He's cool like anything. And they're making a gerid. Shmuel holds that it's actually mistabit that Dari must have done something, right? He was probably dairus. That's why they're screaming. He's not nervous. He's not even roaring. He's totally fine. Umar sover machmas biasuse hudaka avdon. That we're not concerned, and it's for that reason that, meaning they're screaming, not because there was an actual drusa. They're screaming because they're scared. But Lamai says, lav dafka, anything happened. All it is a suffik drusa. And Rav Shmita is, ein choshishin l'suffik drusa. Amr ha-meimah hilchasa. What's the bottom line? Choshishin l'suffik drusa. Amr li Rav Ashi la-meimah. Haide Rav Mai. You tell me choshishin l'suffik drusa. That's Shita's Shmuel. So Rav Ashi told the meimah, what about Rav? Amr li l'shmili. I never heard of Rav. Kalaima, heard of him. Amr li sfirili. I don't hold of it. Yibay say, mahad be Rav l'gabi de Shmuel. Or it could be the reason Rav a Meimar, Paskin, Chayshon Safik Drusa, because he had a Messiah that Rab was really Chayzeh Tishmol. What's this Messiah? Another story. That who sharked for the Safik Drusa Dasa Lekami the Rab? There was a basket full of Oifos that were all Safik Drusas, and they were brought in front of Rab. And when Rab got it, Shadrinu Lekami the Shmol, he sent it to Shmol. He said, send this to Shmol. Chankinu, when Shmol got it, he choked all these Oifos with Shadrinu Benahara, and he threw it into the Nahar. Now, if you're going to tell me the Rav wasn't chosen. Rav holds its mutter. Lishrinu, why wasn't he matter? Why isn't it Shmuel? Shmuel's going to be machmer. Be matter. The Teretz is because he came around to Shmuel, and that's why he sent it to Shmuel. But the Gemara says, Elamai Hadabe. See, tell me it was Hadabe. I still don't know why he sent it to Shmuel. Lisrino, so let him ask for it himself. But the Gemara is saying like this. If Rav holds by his original Shita that it's Mutter, so why are you sending it to Shmuel, who you know is going to say that it's Aser? Or must be, he also holds it's Aser. It says, I hear, but he still didn't explain the story. There's still a piece of information that we're missing. Because even if Rav holds like Shmuel, so by sending it to Shmuel, he'll get the right outcome, but why do you need to send it to Shmuel to get the right outcome? Why can't you paskin yourself? Ela must be Asri the Shmuel Hava. The story must have been where it was Asri the Shmuel. And that's why he sent it to Shmuel. Oh, and by the way, there's no raya from the fact that he sent it to Shmuel, that he was even chayzer to Shmuel. Because Asri the Shmuel Hava, he didn't want to paskin Shita Shmuel, and certainly didn't want to paskin Shalaika Shita Shmuel. The bottom line is, you can't prove anything from here. What's the raya? The raya is, why didn't he say mutter? Why did he send it to Shmuel? It's because it was Asri the Shmuel. Now the Gemara asks a question on Shmuel. We turn our attention to Shmuel's action in this story. So he gets this sharka for the Safik Drusus. Chankinu Shadinu Benahar. He chokes them, he throws them to the Nark. This feels like an interesting way of going about this. Feels cruel and unusual. Feels like he's violating Tzar Bali Chaim. Like, what's Pachup Shad over here? Think the Gemara. Just thrown it into the Nar. Right? You'll get rid of them. Now, that's pashut to the Gemara that Shmuel doesn't want them hanging around, right? Why not? Because he's afraid that someone's not going to chop its Suffolk drusus and he's going to end up eating it. It's a kosher bird and this may be dinner tonight. So it's for that reason we don't want it around. But just throw it into the Nahar. Why do you have to choke it first? So the Gemara says, Mafchim v'salkin, because he was afraid they're going to come out of the Nahar. So the Gemara v'leshinu shnei masachaydish. I have another idea. Every Suffolk treifah is an Eitzah. Wait around for 12 months. We pass in treifah in Echaya, which means Yud Beis Chaydish. Wait around 12 months, and as long as it survives 12 months, you have nothing to worry about. So, Vayit Gemara, just put it in Geniza somewhere. For the next 12 months, everything's going to be okay. The Gemara said, also good day, Takala. If you're going to have a bird sitting around for 12 months that maybe you're not allowed to eat, somebody might eat it by mistake. Vayit Lizvinu, love to Chacham, sell it to a guy. You might have enough from a treifa, sell it to a guy. Also Lizvinu, Lizral. But the guy might sell it to a yid. Velichnekinu, velichdinu, laashma. Vayit the Gemara, he still don't understand. Why did he not choke it and just put in the ash, put into the nahar, I guess sounds a little more dramatic. Why you have to put into the nahar, right? Why can't you just put in the ash? But again, we got to the point where you have to kill this. You have no choice. But why the ashba? The Gemara says, well, according to you, nishtinu l'klavim. What he should have done was, he should have given it to the klavim. Why? Because it says in the Torah, like kelavash tashlichan oisai. And by the way, according to the shitas that hold, there's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa, mechzchinuch, of the kelav tashlichan oisai, then for sure he should have given it. Misofik, you'd be mekayim a mitzvah by giving it to the klav. What do you do with the treifa? You give it to the kelav. So for sure that would have been the best in Eitzah. So the Gemara says, "Elul for sumi milsa disur." The reason he did this was he wanted it. He wanted to do something dramatic. He was being very purposeful when he did something dramatic because he wanted the Olam to know Safik Drusas Asa. This was a big shaila. Rav held not like him. And he wanted people to know this is the halacha. Ahu bar avza dehavibe Ravashi. There was a duck that lived by Ravashi. Oh, the Bene Kanya, right? So we have the Taranagoylus that live by Rav Kahana, we have the Doc that live by Rav Ashi, if you go through all the different mitzvahs over here. But either way, Ha'u Baravza, Tahav Be Rav Ashi, oh, the Bene Kanya, he went to play in the backyard, he went to play in the reeds, Nafik, Asa Kimimasmes Koyodama, and he comes back and he has blood on his neck. And it looked like maybe there was a drusa that happened over here, right? Blood on the neck doesn't make it a treifa. Nekevs, nitals, nikras, nishperas, a little bit of blood, right? That's a lot to happen. But if the blood came because of drusa, then we have a situation. So Rav Ashi said, I'm not worried. Lo yamrinon, safik kalba, safik shunra, el zeimar kalba. Didn't we say on Amid Aleph, in the machleik between Rav and Shmuel, safik drusa, if you have a safik kalba, safik shunra, we assume eimar, that maybe it was a kalba. Hachinami, safik kanya, safik shunra, eimar kanya machya. Here too, if you have a safik, it was a kanya, it was a shunra, we assume that it was a kanya. It's a little bit more shriach. Number one. Number two, you see also you go to kula when you have these types of sfeikas. And the bottom line is, it's for that reason he went and he was makel. There's no reason to assume that this came from an animal, but rather you assume that it came from a kanya.
Amri b'nei Rebchia. The b'nei Rebchia said, Drusa sh'amru. The Drusa that Chazal talked about, Tzricha b'dika k'nega b'nei me'ay. There's a b'dika that you can do to determine whether, in fact, the animal became a treifa or didn't become a treifa. And what's the location of the animal where you're going to do the b'dika? It's going to be connected to b'nei me'ay. It's going to be around the intestinal area. Amr Rav Yosef said, Had b'nei Rebchia, far pirsha Shmuel. Shmuel already said this. The Amr Shmuel, Shmuel said, Rav Chanin ben Antignos, in the name of So there's an inyan that if an animal becomes a drusa, you could do a bedika. The idea of the bedika is just to determine whether it's okay or not okay. Obviously, if you see that there's an issue, so there's an issue. And if not, by the way, when was this bedika done? It's done after the shechita, right? Because how are you getting it to the bnei me'ayin while the animal's alive? You're going to shech the animal, just like you boidik the reya to make sure there's no sirchis, even though roi behem is not treifis. But, right, there's certain times you know you have to be chayish. So here too, you're going to go out, you're going to do a bedika, and where's the bedika going to be? It's going to be connected to bnei me'ayin. Boy, Ilfa had a shayla. Yesh drusa l'simanim. Oy, ain't drusa l'simanim. A behema that had a drusa in the simanim area. Does it become a drusa or does it not become a drusa? What would be the tzad it shouldn't become a drusa? Because we saw already the simanim akoshin hay. Right, that area is harder and it's not so easy to penetrate that area. Amr Rab Zeira said, Hadabai ilfa shayla of yesh drusa b'simanim anat kvar pish rav chanam bar rav. Amr rav chanam bar rav amr rav drusa sh'amru tzricha b'dika keneged beis acholol kuloi. It's keneged the beis acholol, which is the whole torso area of the animal. V'afhilo b'simanim. Even the simanim. Rashi says that Rav, who said drusa shamru tzricha b'dika neged b'sachal kuloi, is chaylik with Shmuel. Shmuel said drusa shamru tzricha b'dika neged b'nei me'ayin. Rav added to that keneged beis acholo kuloi. What's the chilek? Actually, the chilek is the reya. The lungs is part of the beis acholo, but it's not part of the bnei me'ayin. But the point is, what we need is, he said v'afilu b'simanim, and being that he said v'afilu b'simanim, so you see this halach is true not only with regards to the bnei me'ayin, but a drusa b'makam simanim, even though we know the makam simanim is kashin, but afilu hachi, a drusa in that area would be a problem. But ilfa, another shayla ilfa said simanim shenadal b'kamo. So this already is going back to early in the Masechta. We had the shayla already, so we know that if the kohen and the veshet are nekar, ikur is one of the five halachas of Moshe Mitzina that govern the laws of shechita. So the shayla is, what would be if a little bit was nekar here, a little bit was nekar there? What's the halacha? So it was nedadlu, but you wanted to know how much dildol, how much necker do you have in order to create a problem? Amr Rab Zeira, so Rab Zeira said, Hodabai ilfa kvar pish rab bar bachan. Amr Rab Bachan, Amr Rab Shmuel, simonim she nedadlu beruban. If right there was necker, that's going to be a problem. But Rav Ami had a different shayla. Hamas masa mahu. What would be if an animal was dayres, the basar, and the basar started rotting, it started decaying. Would that be a problem of drusa or not? And if yeah, what would be the shear? Amr Rab Zeira said, Hadabai Rav Ami, Shailuk Farpish, Rav Yehuda explained, Amr Rab Yehuda Marav, Bedrusa at Sheyadim Basar Kenegad Bnei Me'ayim. When it comes to a drusa, if the basar Kenegad Bnei Me'ayim is red, that's a riot is an issue. Nismas Meis Basar, what would be if the basar was Nismases? Again, there's no redness, but there's Nismases. Is that a sign of a drusa? Is not a sign of drusa? Roy Nesakilu Einoi. So the answer is yes. And what we need to do is we need to take that basa and make believe it's not there. If the basa was not there, would the animal be a kosher animal? Would it be a treifa? If it would be kosher, we have no worries. If it would be a treifa, we have ourselves a problem. Heichi dami nismases. Says the Gemara, what is an example, or how do you define nismases? Amr Rafuna Bered Rav Yeshua, kol sha haroife gardo ma'amidai al basa chai. Meaning, whatever any time you brought this animal to the doctor, the veterinarian, the doctor would cut it off and he would say it doesn't belong here. That's the definition of nismases. So again, we had a few different shaylos over here. The first question was, if an animal is doyres and is this hamas masa, is that drusa, is that not drusa? That was Rav Ami Shaila, and the Gemara said, Kfar Pirsha Rav Yehuda, the answer is yes. Okay, what do you do with it now? So it's automatically a treifa? The answer is right, no, it's a kilu ein. We believe it's not there. If that basa was not there, would it be a treifa? Then it's a treifa. If not, not. The next question is, what's the definition of nismases? How decayed does it have to be? Is it need to be in order for it to be decayed? The answer is, if you go to a doctor, the doctor would amputate it, right? It would cut it out. Then the answer is, it's a treifa. If not, not. Then it's nismases, and if not, not. So again, it's three shaylos. Is nismases a problem? Right? What do you do when it's nismases? And how much decay is considered decay in order for it to be considered nismas. This little nuance. I'm Rav Ashen, Kavina B'Rav Kahana. When I was B'Rav Kahana, I used to come out of Hireya. They once brought a lung. When they put the lung on the table, it sat nicely. But when you lifted the lung, all of a sudden it started falling and it started breaking apart all over the place. And they made it into a treifa based on Rav Huna B'Rav Yeshua. What did Rav Huna B'Rav Yeshua say? Anything that the doctor would chop off, that's considered nismases. And we look at it, therefore, as if it's not here. Nikva reya, that's already a treifa, and it's for that reason. Being the basa was there, but kol sharoif gardem amida, it already would have been to the point where it was nikva reya, the actual reya, and it's for that reason they went ahead and they made it into a treifa. Either way, the last part of the daf that we just learned talked about more halachas of drusa, but specifically the bedika of a drusa. Right, we're talking about drusa, specifically we're talking about the bedika of a drusa. Because why are we being bedik a drusa? When you learn the Mishnah is mashma, a drusa is a drusa is a drusa. Now all of a sudden you have a sugya, you're bedik, you're not bedik. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi said, Dibra maschel drusa sha'amru. When we said drusa sha'amru needs bedika, and what the shir bedika is, could go in sofik drusa sari, it's talking about a case of a suffix. There's some sort of suffix. I don't know what happened over here. If there's a suffix, then you can go away, you can do a bedika. And if you're bedik and I don't see anything unusual, so it's kosher. And if I see something unusual, it's going to be a problem. Tosfos says that you see from Rashi that Rashi held that vaday drusa loy mahanya bedika. That if you have a vaday drusa, these bedikas are not going to help. It's dafka suffik that you can go ahead and do a bedika. But vaday not. V'chein pirish hoya Rab Yitzchak ben Meir the Rivam used to say the same thing. But Tosfos is chaylik. Tosfos says v'nira diyesh bedika afilu levaday drusa. And Tosfos brings rayas to shita. The bottom line is machlik is Rashi and the Rivam on the one side, Tosfos on the other side, whether these last gemaras that we learned doing bedika on a drusa, is it dafka on a suffik drusa, or is this something that could be done for a vaday drusa as well? And we are going to stop here, Be'ez Hashem, and the week's just getting started, but Meshech, the week, we'll get into some real chulin raid. So this is the calm before the storm, Be'ez Hashem, in the next couple of days.